Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. Big Al Mac informed us there are new Frappuccino flavors at Starbucks. Six of them.
Cinnamon roll, lemon bar, cotton candy, caramel cocoa, cupcake, and red velvet.
Ooh, if somebody in Kid Nation tries a new one this morning, call us and tell us how it is.
Yeah, let us know how they are.
Or if you go get one and you want to get four more.
We got a tweet from Emily who said she tried the cotton candy frap yesterday and it wasn't as sweet as you would think.
Okay. There you go.
So good.
Huh. It sounds like my teeth are starting to chatter thinking about it.
Yeah. Also, we got to talk about The Bachelorette a little bit. There was an epic meltdown.
You're still on?
Big breakup. Yeah.
A breakup.
And, yeah, there was a breakup, Kelly. And I think the tide has turned on Caitlin, at least with my feelings towards her.
What do you mean?
Because I loved her at first, Kelly. And after last night's episode, I don't know about that chick anymore.
And of the little bit I saw with Britt.
Yes.
They showed a little bitty clip. Britt was the Bachelorette. Potential bachelorette at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they pitted Caitlin and Britt against each other. Well, pitted is probably a severe term, but it's really the truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, they showed a little clip of her and her guy that left because he was there strictly for Britt.
Brody or Brady?
And I forgot his name already.
Brady, I think.
I think he called himself the luckiest man in the world or something.
Well, it's smart because
he probably
came on the show thinking Britt was going to be the bachelorette, and then he found out, oh, it's a contest between Caitlin and Britt. And when Caitlin was picked, he's like, I'm not here for Caitlin. I'd rather take my shot.
So instead
of being 25 guys competing for Britt, he became one guy competing
for
Britt.
He was smart about it.
Smart. Yeah. And he's still with her.
Yeah.
And we've also been inspired by the TV show that Kelly's daughter loves, I Can Do That.
Yes.
We're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
We're going to need your help, Kid Nation, later on in the show. If you have a special talent or you do something for work and you think we can't do it, we might need you to call in and see if we can do that.
All right.
And we also have Trip a Day to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. That's coming up in just over an hour. But we decided yesterday to ask for your help in coming up with a soap opera. We want to have a morning show soap opera for this summer.
It's a summer replacement series.
But we don't want to write it.
Yeah, we don't want to write it. We're not writers.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly's probably the best writer on the show. But we got a message from Kyle Kenner on Facebook, and this is what he wrote.
Okay.
It's an intro. Like the sands through the hourglass, so are the mornings of our lives. The world of radio DJs is a cutthroat business. But what happens when one radio personality turns to crime?
Oh.
When Big Al goes missing? Kid Nation turns Kelly Raspberry, JC, Jenna, and Big Al's cousin from Compton to save the show.
I go missing.
That's pretty good.
If I go missing, I'm gonna assume that means I ain't on it.
Yeah.
That's what we like about it. Or you're going to play your cousin from Compton, Big Al.
Maybe so.
What's your cousin sound like?
A crackhead curse?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, nephew. Let me tell you how to eat, man. I'm going to tell you how to get a free meal at...
Oh, man, I'm still...
So you might have to play him.
Still upset with that dude.
We're still taking applications right now. Go to KidNation.com if you are interested in applying for the job of writing our summer soap opera.
Watch this, nephew. I'm going to put a dime in my food and tell it was in there when it came out the kitchen.
He used to do that really at restaurants?
Yes, I was there. Reached in his pocket and pulled out a dime and stuffed it in a baked potato. And told the waitress it was in there when his food came, just so he could get a free meal.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Did he try to get the dime back, though?
I left, dude. I didn't want no part of that.
Oh, by the way, we'll also be announcing the official Kid Nation DJs. Because DJs have been sending in their mix samples to us over the last couple months. So we're going to announce the official Kid Nation DJs.
Wow.
And then Friday morning, we announced the top 10 finalists for the big break. Ooh. Busy week.
So many announcements to be made.
I know.
Busy, busy, busy week. We got all the auditions and for the Judges of American Idol 2 is up for grabs.
Whoa,
a VIP audition for the Judges of American Idol. I repeat, against the last season of American Idol. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. So that's coming up this week on the show. But yesterday... Our buddy, we've known Jason Derulo for a while, probably since he started. We met him in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Right when he was getting going.
Yeah.
And he's become a friend of the show. And so he calls whenever he has something going on. He's on Dancing with the... He's on So You Think You Can Dance.
Right?
He's a judge on that show now. So he was calling to talk about that. And Jenna, you asked him, if he saw any contestants that he would like to, you know, potentially work with eventually.
Right.
And, you know, pull him off to the side and see, hey, why don't you come work with Jason Derulo? And it led down this path.
Yeah, there was one young lady that I did ask. She come teach my dancers and I, you know, this thing that she did. She did these ankle break footwork that was just crazy. And I was like, well, damn.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to be double jointed to do those moves, right? Because otherwise, you will dislocate your ankles
or break your neck.
I mean, you got to know. I don't know if you have to be double jointed.
It wasn't a foot and mouth moment. I was referring to when he broke his neck.
Oh, I'm like talking about that.
What? Oh, see, I get
what you mean. He doesn't like talking about that.
You could hear Kelly, even the guys in the back thought.
When I said that on purpose. Wasn't a foot and mouth moment.
I thought she intentionally said that because he broke his neck doing a headstand.
Or break your neck.
Yeah.
That's what he literally did. And the big deal was him fighting to come back and his first appearance after his neck. He's been on Dancing with the Stars twice. He's apparently a big
fan of
the show.
Though.
He stood on his head and spun around. It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't a foot and mouth moment. I purposely said that.
JC's wrong dance. Do we have one of those?
That's not me.
Well, I just love that y'all think I was busted, but I meant to say that.
It was pulled by the guys in the back. They thought it was.
Look at him deflecting.
You think
I'm not?
I know.
I'm just presenting it to you because they handed it to me.
That was scandalous. So thank you.
Why? You don't think it's weird to bring that up to Jason Derulo?
No, he broke his neck. That's how he was saying he breaking ankles. That's like, or break your neck.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what he did.
I did think she intentionally said that.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't know if you intentionally said it, but we kept going.
I'm telling
with
it. You, I intentionally said that.
Poor Trey. Trey, come in here, Trey.
There's nothing to.
Come here.
There's nothing for him to come for.
Come here, Trey.
Trey needs to apologize.
No, he doesn't need to apologize
for.
Because he thought you messed up and you didn't.
No, I just want to see how they felt because I could see how they could see that as a foot and mouth moment.
Like that, forgot he broke his neck and
maybe he doesn't want to, you know, talk about it. Trey, what were your feelings?
Trey's our 13-year-old intern at Dustin.
He looks like he's 13.
Yeah.
What was the room like when Kelly said that in the back during the interview?
You heard White Cheddar go, "You can't say broken neck to Jason Derulo."
Why not? He broke his neck.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of like, if you, like, were talking to Joe Biden, would you ask about his son?
That is completely different. You cannot see the difference in that. He recovered from a broken neck to continue to dance.
Right.
It's just awkward.
No, you bringing up Joe Biden's dead son is awkward. That is awkward to bring that as a comparison.
Oh, my God.
You have another example, Trey?
Nope.
Thanks, Trey.
But see how it could be viewed as maybe?
No, I do not.
I get it if Jason Derulo had a very awkward reaction and hung up.
He's a professional, though.
He was paralyzed from breaking his neck. No.
He could have been.
But he isn't. He conquered it. He came back to dance another day.
Or if we had been told, instructed by the PR people like they do sometimes, do not bring this up. You know,
right.
A lot of times they'll say that about celebrities. Do not bring up the divorce. Do not bring up this.
But an injury, especially an injury that's been, you've been healed or you've recovered from that injury.
Beautifully.
That's not off limits. That's not off limits. I don't think so.
You know?
Thank you, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could see how it could be viewed as a foot
and
mouth moment.
Y'all are trying to cause trouble.
Oh, we're not trying to cause trouble. We're just trying to see. Because you rarely put your foot in your mouth. It's usually me or Al.
How many complaints came in? How many complaints on Kid Nation?
Honestly, about 122.
Really? Honestly,
zero.
No, I don't think we. But if you do want to complain, our phone number is
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIN.
Still looking for that first call of the day, aren't we?
Oh, by the way, Kelly, Friday morning, you're going to be excited because we both share a love for this show. Friday morning at 8:30, your favorite person, Dave Coulier.
Oh, wow.
Joey from Full House.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all can't wait.
In studio. Cut it out.
No. Oh. Okay, well, I'm bringing in McKelly up Friday then.
Yeah.
She's going to have a heart attack.
What would she do if she met him? Did somebody say wood?
Oh, God.
Oh, we're going to get some of that.
Y'all, don't bust me on that.
What do you mean?
He's not my favorite character on Full House.
Maybe when you meet him, you'll appreciate his character
more.
I'm
sure he's a lovely person.
Of course.
He was on one of those Celebrities All Live in a House Together shows on VH1 or something, and he was very nice.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Nice.
Celebrity rehab?
I think he was living. No. They just like shoved celebrities in a house and had them live together and tape it.
Okay.
It was like with Janice Dickinson or something. I don't remember. Peter Brady and Dave Coulier. I don't remember.
And he dated Alanis Morissette, right?
He did, but he doesn't. That's something he doesn't like talking about 5 million times.
Okay. Jagged Little Pill was about him, right?
You're going to bring it up?
No, I'm not.
You break your neck.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today's Tinder Tuesday. We'll get into some Tinder action with Elena Davies, our selfie queen, later on. And also, we're going to have you call in a few minutes for I Can Do That. You tell us that special talent you have or whatever you do at work.
Something you can do.
Yeah, something that's not of the norm. And one of us will say, I can do that. And we'll try to get that unlocked.
Yeah, in the next day or
Kelly's been watching that show with her daughter Emma Kelly and loves it.
We've been watching shows that we're like that empty summer viewing, just like eating carbs that don't matter. We've been watching I Can Do That, and we've been watching America's Got Talent. I've never really watched it from beginning to end and followed a whole season.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's been interesting.
Have you watched 500 Questions yet?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite show right now.
I'm going to probably do that one.
I don't watch it every day, but I try to watch it.
See, I missed the first probably 200 questions, so am I out of it?
No, they're different. No, because they change contestants each time they get knocked out. Last night was The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette is Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Okay.
Al, did you end up watching it a lot?
I watched a very small portion of it. I watched a little. I saw the black tie date. That's Jared, I believe. He's one of the front runners, the guy that actually was boxing.
He's a grower, by the way. I didn't know about him at first, and now I think he's a good dude. Jenna, did you watch a little bit?
I watched the Women's World Cup game.
So did Kelly.
I know I'm really into soccer, but I recorded The Bachelorette, and I made it about halfway through before I fell asleep. I was tired.
I watched Cupcake get on Broadway.
You watched the end of it, okay.
I watched the tail end where they were auditioning for a part on Broadway, and then basically they were background scenery.
So you missed the drama.
I missed all the drama.
Kelly, so last week it left us off with Clint and JJ having their bromance.
The bromance, yes.
The two biggest DBs in the house, just loving on each other.
Clint wearing his power socks and Oogie making out with Caitlin.
Yeah, he basically said, I'm only here for JJ.
Right.
And
that's my issue with the show, though, that they leave you hanging.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they kind of do the same thing. Where's all the elimination?
They got to tease you, I guess.
They're not doing the rose ceremonies like they used to. They're shaking things up this season.
The whole point in the show that I enjoy is watching people get rejected, because that's real life.
Yeah. Well, there's still some rejection going on. This time it happened to be.
Get to it, though.
It happened to be between dudes this time.
How are they doing rejection or elimination if they're not having a rose ceremony?
Well, Caitlin has just been throwing dudes out. So it left us last week with Caitlin going out into the room and going, I got to talk to you, to Clint,
right?
And pulls him off. And this is where we start. She basically says, I don't know if I can trust you. Every guy has told me I can't trust you. And, where there's smoke, there's got to be some fire. So she basically says, I'm going to have to let you go. He tries to smooth talk his way back in, Kelly.
He doesn't want
to
leave JJ.
He got me back in. I was like, oh, this guy's a great dude. He's a smooth talker. But she was strong, and she said, no, I'm going to let you go. And he goes, you don't understand. Those guys hate me because they're jealous, and they see that we have a connection. The only friend in the house I have is JJ. He'll tell you I'm a good guy. You can trust me, blah, blah, blah. JJ's got my back, this and that. JJ did not have his back. As soon as they walk in and she announced that she was sending Clint home, JJ was the first one to speak up and go, Clint, you need to apologize to all of us for what you said.
His best friend.
I've never seen more heartbreak on a Bachelor or Bachelorette episode in my life than when JJ said that and Clint you just see the heartbreak and his eyes start welling up like...
Oh. But you're supposed to get my back. You're my
buddy.
He
was played.
He
was played.
So, obviously, Clint was not very happy that JJ called him out. And they went at it. It looked like Clint was going to fight him. But Clint still, even though he's mad at JJ, has to compliment him as he's telling him off.
Wow.
You are, dude, like, you're about to make me lose my cool, and I'm not okay with it.
I know.
Walk away from me.
I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not going to... I understand, dude.
Have a good night. Hey, I wish you the best of luck here. Hey, that tie goes really good with your shirt.
What?
Hey, that tie really goes good with that shirt. But you're a huge jerk, blah, blah, and starts cursing him out.
That wasn't a compliment. he was insulting him.
No, he was being nice to him. He really thought his tie went well with the shirt. He even said it. He liked his outfit.
Oh, boy.
So Clint's gone. And now JJ's left all alone because he doesn't have his bromance buddy. And JJ finally realizes that, you know what? The Bachelorette's not for finding dudes.
Everyone's cheering on the house, and I'm as somber as I've ever been. I'm digging in. I'm not looking for boyfriends. No, I'm looking for a girlfriend. I'm here for Caitlin.
Now, it seemed like Jared and the Bachelorette, Caitlin, they're like on the verge of hooking up. And that's kind of when I tuned out. Did that happen last
Jared?
Night?
Which one's Jared?
The tuxedo, the one that I was talking
about. He has the sharp features. He's the restaurant manager. But he's cool. He's really nice and genuine. The problem is with Caitlin, she wasn't present most of the show because remember Nick from Andy's season? The guy that called her out on national television for sleeping with him.
Yes, at the fantasy suite.
Yeah. So Nick showed up to this rap battle that the guys were having. And basically said, hey, we've been talking on Twitter. I thought we had a connection. I couldn't propose to somebody later on if I didn't come out here and see what was going on between you and me. So he basically wants in to the Bachelorette. They're 4 weeks in. She has been dating these guys for a month now. She's developed relationships. And this is where I lost all respect for Caitlin.
Well, you know, the rumor was that they met during, because you know, all these contestants that have been on the show previously, they hang out, they go to events together, they travel together. So
and they've been flirting a lot.
That's
texting.
What everyone said is that they kind of started a relationship before.
And that's fine.
She went on, before the season started. So she wanted him in.
And that's fine because it's happened in the past, but why wait a whole month?
Because they have to keep
shake
the
it up, man.
Yeah.
Well, it was up to him. Like,
no,
he could have gotten in there.
Scripted and they play it out. They,
Mr. ABC.
They need stuff, yeah.
They need the guys to, guys usually get along. So they have to have some reason for guys to fight. And so you bring in an outsider.
Well, you could have brought him in and they still would have hated him because he's not very likable with the guys.
They bring him in after they've been going for 3 or 4 weeks.
Even worse. And that's what it was. Cause
very calculated.
She wasn't present for the group dates. She wasn't present when she was having the one-on-one with Jared. She was just thinking about Nick the whole time. And then it was like, it's almost like, she cheated on her boyfriends, even though she has like 20 of them. She cheated on them because she ended up kissing this Nick guy before she even accepted him into the house.
Yeah, because she probably kissed him a lot before the season started.
So whoever ends up, and again, I'm going this season without finding out who wins because Kelly told me it would be more fun that way.
Isn't it?
It is more fun that way. And now I feel like she cheated on whoever she ends up with. Like she cheated.
She's cheating on one every episode, 3 or 4 times.
Unless she ends up with Nick.
Makes you a cheater.
Right.
She's kissing 2 or 3 dudes per show.
But at least they know about each other. They know that she's going on. This guy came out of nowhere. He's not in the running. They didn't even know he was there, and she's making out with him. That's in the dark.
You can't be mad at her kissing people.
No.
That's what the show is.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
No, I'm
that
not mad. I'm
it's
mad.
Gross.
I'm mad that she's kissing a non-contestant.
But he is a contestant.
Not like yet. At this point, he was not.
It's like a guy cheated on his wife, and then he starts cheating with somebody else. I'm not mad at you cheating on with this girl, but this one, I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah. this is just such a different scenario. She's not in a committed relationship. She's not exclusive with anyone. You know, she's going to kiss a lot of guys.
Every guy.
Yes.
She's dating a lot of guys. Yeah.
Guy. It's different with these shows because they are dating 20, 25 people. But when it's somebody outside of that, of the 25, because they know, they all know each other. They know who's kissed who. When it's a guy that they have no idea is around, and she's sneaking off in their group date and making out with this guy, that's stabbing them in the back.
Haven't you ever been in a relationship before you were married, and you went on, let's say you went on 2 dates in 1 day, or I'm not saying hooked up, full on hooked up, but you went on 2 dates in 1 day, and you went on a lunch date with a girl that you kind of like, okay, kissy, kissy, kissy.
Right.
And then dinner time rolls around, oh, let me call up Susie over here, go to dinner with her or to the club. Oh, kissy, kissy, kissy. That's not cheating. I mean, if you're not in a committed relationship you're just testing it out.
But you're testing, you're dating right there. This girl's saying she's looking for the husband in that room, and she found her husband, and he's in this room, and she's been saying that the whole season.
She's dating to meet her husband.
Right. Yeah.
She's dating.
And I want to know my husband can kiss.
I felt like she stabbed all those guys in the back just because she went behind. If she would have brought him in and said, you're a contestant, and then he's in the running, and then kissed him, different. Now they know about him. Now they know he's in the running. But
you're thinking this is real life, Jason.
Yeah. No, I'm not thinking. I'm just thinking.
When the camera crew is there for her reunion with Nick before he's a contestant, wink, wink. Come on. This is all.
It's all calculated.
They have the storyline plotted out for the entire season.
They're right. They're
the dates are ridiculous.
Year.
They keep putting them in these scenarios. I know it's boring to just film people going to dinner when they're talking, but that's real life.
Yeah, if she was legitimately sneaking around, cameras wouldn't have been there.
True that.
Well, apparently, based on what they're showing us in the future, she does do some extracurricular sneaking around and they catch her.
I do like how much as a man you feel for this show.
I'm trying to take it in. I want it to be, you know, because if you sit there and
it's
go,
an effort, isn't it, JC?
If everything's fake, then what's the point of watching? But if you really think that,
because it's the same thing as watching a soap opera.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's fake, but it's the drama. It's like, you get caught up in the characters.
It's like wrestling. I like watching wrestling if I get caught up in the characters. But if I go in there going wrestling's fake, then I'm not going to enjoy it.
It's like the Kardashians.
The Kardashians, same thing.
Scripted, but there's still elements of it that make you want
to
watch it.
It's a movie. You got to allow yourself to get lost in that. And that's what I'm trying to do. That.
Yeah.
You want to make a real bachelor. You put him at World Cup soccer with these women on the U.S. team. Get one dude.
Yeah.
And make him like kick off one girl or something every week. Dude, because those girls playing soccer, wow. Those girls are hot.
They're so hot.
I wish I was athletic. Oh, I really do. After watching
that makes them a little more hot. Yeah, because they're not really hot. They're hot.
And how hot is it when you see one of the girls just, they flash to a camera angle and she just throws an elbow for no reason? You're like, you're feisty.
I think it divides men, though, because I was a soccer player.
Yeah.
And I don't know if all guys find that kind of behavior attractive. Yeah. Well, you know?
Only in you're competing, so it's
when
fine,
you're on the
right?
national
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
like to see him kind of sweating a little bit, you know, just
glistening.
Like, glistening. You know, I don't want him like, you know, sweaty nasty like they've been running a marathon.
Right.
Like they've been playing soccer all day.
Oh, yeah.
I just want them like they've been playing soccer for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me want a bench player. It makes me regret not. But, I mean, you can't help it when I'm scared of balls and I'm scared of getting hurt. And how do you overcome that? I don't know.
You know what? You need to take yourself
out. It's
too
late now.
And go to dodgeball or something and just get.
Let's go play dodgeball, Kelly.
Too late.
And just get pelted with balls.
It's not going to hurt. What's a little ball to the face?
You just need to hit ball after ball after ball.
Balls on balls on balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt.
It'll conquer your fear of balls.
All right, real quick, though. Jared, who went on the single date with Caitlin, managed to get her back.
Okay.
Because he's genuine, and he gave her this awesome poem.
So I wrote, like, a little rhyming poem.
Oh, my.
Because you know that had nothing to do. But,
so,
here you go.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that something like this could happen so fast, but I know how I feel, and I know that this is something that could last. Love is something that I don't take lightly. It's very important to me. It seems sometimes, even when it's right in front of your face, it's difficult to see. I would love to slow dance with you again. I think it'd be a really nice thing to do. Plus, you get to see my moves, so I could teach you a thing or two. So in conclusion, after I cross my T's and end all my I's with a dot, I just wanted to let you know that I like you, Caitlin. I like you a lot.
Come on.
End all
Game
my
Game over.
Because he had to rhyme with the Dumb and Dumber line.
In all my eyes with a dot.
And so I'm watching this with my wife, Kinsey, and so he says that, and she goes, that was stupid. And I'm like, what? She didn't get the movie line. And I was like, no, Kinsey, that's from Dumb and Dumber. That's Jim Carrey's line. And
got
she goes,
okay.
What?
I didn't get it either, yeah.
And so then she started trying to say the quote, and I was like, you can't do a Jim Carrey impersonation whatsoever.
Who have you married, JC?
What is going on?
Who have you married?
Now tell me who you think my wife sounds like when she attempts to do the Jim Carrey.
If she's never even seen it, right?
We just watched the movie like 2 months ago. She's seen it. She just forgot about it.
I would probably put money that Kenzie has seen Dumb and Dumber.
But yeah, she has a few times.
I'm just saying, you know, it seems like her type of comedy.
What are you saying about my wife?
I just seems like her type of comedy.
No, what are you saying?
Play the clip.
What are you trying to say about
I'm
my
just
wife?
I'm saying I think she would dig that.
Why?
Oh, just play what you're going
to
play.
No, I want you to tell me what you think is her comedy.
Just play it.
Because it's your comedy.
Is he dissing my wife?
No, not dissing your wife.
I think he kind of was, but he's trying to backtrack.
I think that's what she would be off into.
Tell me who you think she sounds like when she tries to do this Jim Carrey impersonation.
We're watching The Bachelorette. And Jared just finished his poem, and I just realized Kinsey does not know how to say Jim Carrey's line, I like you a lot, from Dumb and Dumber. How do you say it, Kinsey?
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
It's not I like it. It's I like you a lot.
Okay, let me try again. I like you a lot.
Are you even trying?
Yes.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Are you seriously trying? Please try.
Is it I like you a lot?
I like you a lot.
I like you a lot.
You're the worst.
Oh.
This is what goes on in my house when we're watching The Bachelorette.
Guys, this is the disparity between you and women. You guys remember a lot of movie lines and how to do
it. You guys don't.
Us girls, like, we remember some movie lines. Like, I know Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
But I don't try and do Jim Carrey impersonations.
That is.
I don't try and do impersonations from Step Brother.
Right. Jenna, that is some great advice, though. If you're a girl and you're going on a date this weekend, memorize a couple lines from a dude movie and just bust them out in the middle of the date.
I don't know.
Oh,
no,
Al,
the whole point is just being able to catch it.
Like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I would say
him.
Girls will probably be more apt to remember song lyrics, and guys will be more apt to remember
of course.
Movie lines.
Of course.
But I don't know. If a girl starts reciting Friday, like, you just got knocked out. No.
That's funny.
No.
Not that girl, line. Not that line.
You just need to be able to laugh when the guy does it, like you know what movie it's from.
Right, right.
Not actually do it.
Now, would you like to hear the guys being embarrassed on The Bachelorette?
Sure.
Because they had
audition for Aladdin.
This is the Aladdin. This is where you probably came in, Kelly. And I felt so bad for these guys because they had to sing A Whole New World.
I can show you those shining,
shimmering,
and splendid.
Tell me, princess, when did you last let your heart decide? Whole new world.
Aww.
I think you are so beautiful. I don't know what I'm doing or know the words, so I'm just speaking from the heart.
Is it, Kelly, is it cute when guys can't sing but they're trying?
Yeah.
Is that a cute thing?
Yeah.
If they're really trying.
Like they were really trying.
Yeah, they were. They were.
They were really trying.
Just commit and own it. Makes it better.
Al, can you sing that song pretty well?
No.
You want to take us out singing it?
Can I give him the words?
Yeah.
I can show you the world.
Come on, Al.
Show you the world.
Shimmering, splendidly.
Make up the words.
Tell me, princess.
I was on delay.
Let your heart decide. There's two black guys left on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Until next week.
That's a hard song to sing. Right. By the way, the Brit update, they're still together, and she's so lucky to have them. Something like that.
Yeah, is that at the end of every show?
Every show.
Brittany update? That's fine.
I like the bloopers better. You know? I like when they show the bloopers.
Yeah, we get it now. They're happy. So
yeah, you're happy. Congratulations. All that good stuff.
We don't need to hear every week how happy you are.
Yeah. Good for you, Brit. And there you go. I'm done with Caitlin. I don't like her anymore.
I didn't like her from the day she got out of that limo to meet Chris Soules and was so vulgar.
Yeah.
And then he kept her around, I think, because Chris was so sheltered that this shocking, trashy mouth girl who's kind of cute, he kept her around as like an oddity. But just I can't believe.
And her taste in guys is off. It's off, Kelly.
She charmed him at the initial cocktail party, and they picked her.
Yeah.
That's what the guys get. Yeah. They get what they get.
Hey, you still have time to go to KidNation.com, by the way. Sign up for Trip A Day. Because we're going to send you to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Ooh.
That's in Mexico.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are about 30 minutes away from calling three names to play Trip A Day. On the clock for Hard Rock. How do you get your name called? All you got to do is go to KidNation.com, KIDDNation.com, and sign up. That's it. It's that simple.
30 minutes from now, you could have a ticket for two to Mexico.
And then we play every day at the same time. You just hear for your name to be called. Be the first one in. You get to play. Now, if you're sitting there going, oh, I don't have time to sign up. I'm going to have to wait till after today. If that person who happens to call in first gets it wrong, because they got to guess who the celebrity is, then we open it up to the phone lines. So it's still open, but we're giving you a shot to be VIP status and get your name called before everybody else does.
Sounds good.
New show on NBC called I Can Do That. Kelly's been watching it.
Yep. We're into week three now.
Celebrities, right?
Yeah, it's all celebrities.
Six celebrities, 1 week to perform a whole new talent.
Right, they get to watch these people. Like, they'd be like Vegas performers or whatever. They come out and do their thing. Like, there's been Blue Man Group.
Uh-huh.
Like, tonight, I believe, is on, right? Is it tonight or tomorrow night? I'm a little confused. But they have, like, this man with a bow and arrow, and he shoots balloons and apples and stuff out of a woman's head.
Woo.
And now Nicole Scherzinger has to do this stunt. It's like, how are you going to do this? They have to tailor it a little bit for the celebrities. They literally have 1 week of rehearsal.
Okay.
Yeah. And Joe Jonas, I forget what he has signed up to do this week, but he's been off gallivanting with Gigi Hadid and not been practicing enough, in my opinion.
Maybe, so he's going to get knocked out of the game.
Maybe the talent was like a kiss scene or something.
Yeah.
But it's all sorts of stuff. Blue Man Group. That's what Joe Jonas is doing this week. So that's not really that incredibly hard, I guess. You just...
What's tough?
You put paint-filled balloons in your mouth and spit them onto canvases and you make
art. Playing the drums and stuff.
Yeah, so that'll be kind of fun.
Okay. We thought that would be fun if we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the logo up on our Facebook page and we had you message us. And we also can take your calls. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's how it'll work. We will say whatever the talent is from the Kid Nation member.
Okay.
And then one of us will say, I can do that. Now we can say it could be today. It could be tomorrow. You can give yourself maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah, a week to practice.
Yeah, depending on how tough you think the talent is.
Yeah.
Now, we can steal maybe. If somebody says, I can do that, and Kelly says, I'll do it by Tuesday, Al, you think you can do it by Friday? You can steal it from her.
Oh, good.
You feeling good about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
What, Kelly?
Nervous.
You're nervous about the talents?
This is your idea, wasn't it?
No. I just was talking about the show.
Oh, we just thought it was fun.
All right.
Why not?
All right, come on.
And if you don't want to do it, you just say you won't do that. You're like, I won't do that.
I won't.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with a couple from Facebook real quick. Mallory wrote us and said, my husband can whistle and hum at the same time. Sounds cool and have only met a couple of people that can do it.
I can't do that. I can't whistle. Oh.
I can do it.
Are you saying that, Al? But you got to hum.
Does that count as humming what he's doing?
That sounds pretty good.
I'm assuming you could get better at it.
Why was I whistling? I wish I was in Dixie.
That's where your heart lies, baby.
So, Al, do you want to take that one?
I think I just did it. Didn't I?
Yeah, I think you need to do it better.
Like if I pick one, but then today or tomorrow a better one comes along.
I think you got to hum a different note to the whistle.
So no. It's
like, so you got a continuous hum while you're whistling.
You can't because you only have one airstream.
That's why I'm saying it's tough. Yeah.
I think it's something you guys are doing.
It's like the beatboxing.
We're kind of doing it.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
You don't want that one? Nobody wants it?
No.
I can't whistle. I'm curious about one.
You're curious about one. Okay, Jenna, go ahead. You can give us one.
Submitted on Facebook.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm going to commit to this, but it's piqued my interest.
Okay.
Valerie Bonner wrote in and said, my 8-year-old son can play catch with a soccer ball while on a pogo stick. I have video.
Whoa.
Wow.
I've tried pogo sticking before.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
I know. I'm trying to think so he takes his hands off completely or he uses one hand. But
you got
to
have really strong thighs.
I want to go with something that deals with something athletic and something with coordination.
Yeah. So?
I'm thinking about this one. No, I'm thinking about this one.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'd like to see the video of him doing it because I'm trying to imagine. Does he take both hands off?
You probably put your thighs on the pole and then you got to clench really tight while hopping. That's the only way to do it, right?
I hope I can do it. He's eight.
There's no way in the world I could hop on a pogo stick.
Just saying, the younger they are, I would hope I could do it.
I'm not doing that one.
Jenna's not ready.
I'm trash talking the eight-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm not. I think that one's too difficult. Let's go to the phones.
All right,
Joanne, do you have a challenge for us?
I do.
Okay.
I can talk and sing backwards.
You can talk and sing backwards.
Talk.
Show us an example of you talking backwards.
Okay, talking backwards. I'm a main sit and a oj.
Huh?
I just said, hi, my name is Joanne.
Whoa.
Okay, so maybe you could read backwards, but I don't know if I could talk backwards.
What can you sing backwards?
You sing me a line, I'll sing it back to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I can show you the world, since we just
okay.
That one.
Wow.
I'm
not smart enough to argue that that's wrong.
So are we going to be able to flip the tape and reverse it to prove we're actually singing backwards?
Sing that again for us, Joanne.
So it's not a flipping. It's each word spelled backwards correctly. So I can show you the world is I, which is I, can,
knack.
Neck, show us,
wohus,
S-H-O-W, you, ouya, uh-huh, the,
wow.
Okay. So hearing it played backwards would be jumble.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Literally flipping the letters.
And
okay.
That quickly, too.
That is so good that you could just flip
that. How about this one? There's a neon light at the edge of the tunnel.
It's the end of the tunnel.
Dreaded, not into Hagel. Ultimate, butthood, Lynette.
This is so cool.
Wow.
I didn't know that song. That was hard.
So you could
do it. It is Al. You messed up a Blake show.
How do you mess that up?
It's just in. Wow.
I
could maybe read it backwards, but I think that's a mental thing to be able to flip
it. Right.
And mm-hmm. that quickly. I mean, she's mm-hmm. not even writing it down or anything.
Have doctors told you why you can do that, or you just, how'd you learn that?
I learned it. Don't think bad of me, but I was one of still one of seven children, and we always fought. We'd shut up, you know, can't stand you, all fighting. One day my mom told me that if anybody says shut up again, we'd get a spanking. And one day I really needed to say it to my brother, so I just said, tuh, tuh. And I realized that, wow, I could yell at him and do anything I want and not get a spanking. And then it went from there.
What, wow. What, say shut up backwards again?
Tuh,
puh. I don't think there's any way I would be able to do that.
I could read backwards, maybe.
Does anybody want that?
No.
Speaking, I don't think we could do that.
No.
Joanne, that's a compliment to you that none of us can do, think we can do that. Yeah. That means your talent is incredible.
Well, thank you.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. So
you're combining all sorts of bits.
Right.
Joanne, I just want to get your number just so we could have you do stuff backwards for us.
But that would be fantastic.
But as this goes,
no, I won't. I have a feeling we're going to hear that a lot.
But Joanne, you hang on because you are.
That's impressive, man. That's great.
You're talented.
Yeah,
you hold on, Joanne.
JC is intrigued.
Hold on.
I know a girl.
Dull. On.
Okay.
No.
The easiest word possible. You got to think about it.
That can write front ways and backwards with each hand at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's see if we can do something up
here. Let's get our new challenge.
I hope somebody calls in and says they can walk backwards and chew gum at the same time, because I'm going to take that one.
Yeah.
How about rubbing your stomach and patting your head?
The more I hear people.
I wanted that one, too.
Actually, well, here you go, because on Facebook, this is one of them. Aubrey Hamrick says, I can hop on one leg, rub my head and belly in opposite directions, and hum three sounds all at the same time. It's a really fun party trick.
Hum three sounds.
Well, I can't do that without moving.
I don't understand how you hum three sounds. That's the thing that gets
maybe
me.
Maybe it's one, two, three, not three at the same. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like maybe it's, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-mm, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
no. JC just did that.
No. You need to rub your head.
In the opposite direction, like one mm-hmm. clockwise, one counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I
just did that.
We don't have a song for that.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
We're doing I Can Do That. Ricky, what is your talent?
I can talk like Mickey Mouse.
Ooh. This is very interesting because, you know, today is National Talk Like Donald Duck Day.
Right.
So, you know, Big Al's an expert Donald Duck impresario. So you can do your Mickey Mouse and say good morning to Donald Duck.
Hey, Mickey.
Hello? How are you guys doing today?
Oh, you know what's weird, Donald? Mickey, is we have Donald in studio with us. Hey, Donald.
I'm fine.
He's choking on a chicken wing right now. Sorry.
I'm fine, Mickey. What's going on with you?
Okay.
Oh, I need to be guard.
More Mickey. Hey, you guys, more Mickey.
I couldn't do it. What is Kelly? Told you it's 601.
What is it? Seizure Donald Duck?
Do it again, Mickey. What's up, Mickey? Ask Donald a question.
Donald, have you seen my dog Pluto?
I can see Pluto is around the radar.
What? What?
Oh, Mickey, I'm sorry, Mickey.
Did you just say Pluto is around Uranus?
Yeah, I think Pluto.
The planets,
Pluto's
yes.
A dog.
I know, but it's named after a planet, so I said, I think Pluto's on Uranus.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I spit all over myself.
And you know,
I literally have to wipe my mouth.
That is great.
All over myself.
You are a great
and
Mickey.
That is anybody, a great Mickey.
Does anybody want that?
I'm going to take it. I can do that.
I can do that.
Oh. I can do that.
I can do that.
Well, I took it.
But you said I could do it if I take it away from you.
Well, you're going to do it by when?
I'm going to do it right now.
Stop, Kelly. Don't do it right now.
Wow. Go back and forth.
Mouse. You sound nothing like him. Okay, Kelly, try yours.
Hello, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Now, Ricky,
is
you
that
go.
All you got, Mickey?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
I'm going to try it. I say I can do it.
Just do it. Do it.
No, because I want to practice.
Hello?
No.
I'm
not going to give you my time. Did Joe Jonas do the
blue? Would you like to come to the playhouse?
You sound nothing like him.
Yes, I do.
But you don't, Kelly.
I could fool a three-year-old.
Kelly wins. Kelly
wins. All that matters is who can fool Kaysen.
I could do it by Thursday.
I could fool Kaysen today.
No, you can't.
Oh, so you're falling out of character here a little bit, Mickey.
Yeah.
He even called me Mickey. He believes it.
Oh, wow. That's
Are you stealing it?
Oh, you can have it.
Yeah.
Rat.
Okay. I'm doing it on Thursday, Ricky. All right.
All right.
You're going to be the judge, so hold on for us.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we got to get you.
That sounds good. Yeah, we
I'm doing Mickey on Thursday.
Save that.
All right. So I got
you guys are gross.
All right,
yeah, Al,
come on,
it's Mickey Mouse. All right, we got me doing Mickey, and we got to find one for everybody else. Oh, this one's gonna be this one's pretty interesting. Emily, what is your talent?
Jump rope on my bottom.
Okay, start again because I had you turned off.
Ow.
Try again.
You could do what?
I can jump rope on my bottom.
Oh,
okay. Sitting I have a down. Question because I can jump rope pretty well and like double rope. On my feet.
Yeah.
Do you shorten the rope? Obviously, like keep it really close to you as you sit on the ground.
You do not. What you do is you twirl it over your head and then you whip it up underneath you.
Whoa.
So like.
Oh, so you don't jump rope like you do regularly on your feet.
Like you whip it back and forth.
That's right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Kind of like a helicopter thing. Your okay. helicopter Side. Out over your head.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you go underneath.
But you're not jumping up and down
yes,
on
she
your
is.
Butt.
On her butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely jumping up and down.
No, my butt is flat enough as it is. I have no cushioning. I would be bone on pavement.
How did you learn how to do that?
I was actually on a jump rope team in fourth and fifth grade. So I taught myself how to do it. I didn't learn from anyone else. I just took the time to learn.
Emily, how?
But it's definitely doable.
You're sitting on your butt on the floor and you're jumping up and down using your butt?
Your butt.
No, kind of your abs, probably, your core.
More your abs than your legs.
I couldn't do that without jump rope.
Just thinking about it makes my butt hurt.
If I didn't take Mickey Mouse, I would try that one.
Oh, that's whatever.
Yeah, I would.
You can switch.
Really?
Sure.
This is more challenging.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do this one instead of Mickey Mouse. I can do this.
I can do that.
Do that. Now, JC, you have to have a start. Yes, I was going to say, we have to have a starting point. JC's trying it right now.
Ow!
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Emily!
And that's
I
on
wish
carpet.
I see this.
I'll do this.
But Emily doesn't. In the car.
Don't doesn't worry, we're going to post all these videos.
Yeah.
I'll do it on Friday.
Doesn't that hurt, though, a lot?
Yeah.
No. Once you learn how to do it correctly, it doesn't hurt at all.
What's correctly?
Do you have a really, really soft butt or like a lot of cushion?
Do you have a lot of junk? A
lot of junk in the trunk?
I wouldn't say that I do.
Man. Jesse, you're going to have to wear some sort of butt pads.
No, I got this.
Yeah, you probably are, man. Because you got no butt.
I would be more worried about my hands and knuckles than I would be about my butt.
Yeah, because if you land on your hands, that hurts.
Oh, yeah.
If you land on a fist and not a flat hand, because you're holding the jump rope.
I'm not feeling good about this one anymore.
You got to get it under you.
But I'll do it still.
I think we should just cancel the whole thing.
I'm going to try it, Emily. I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
You think 2 days is enough or 3 days?
I'd say that you might be able to do it in 2 or 3 days.
Okay, I'll do it in 3 days.
Y'all say in a week, though, right?
Friday. No, I'll do it on Friday.
Okay, that gives
is that
you
cool,
today,
guys?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
We got a deal.
Thursday.
All right. Sorry, Ricky, I'm not doing Mickey anymore. Just never mind. There we go. I'm doing Emily's jump rope.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
I can't believe you're doing that.
Okay, now I can't switch anything.
Because that hurt. You hurt yourself just then.
Because I wasn't bouncing on the bottom of my butt. I was bouncing on the top of my butt. Yeah, my tailbone.
Oh, God. I'm seriously, my butt. I can't stop touching my butt. It hurts
from
thinking about it.
That's a beautiful thing. Jennifer, what is your talent?
I can say the alphabet backwards probably faster than you can say it forwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, well, hold on.
Okay.
Right? Is that something we're going to test? I'll just time you on my phone right now, you saying it backwards and see if someone can say it faster forwards. Okay, whenever you're ready, I got a timer.
Okay.
Go.
Ready? ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Five flat.
Okay, Al, you're the master ABC guy here.
All right, here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, R, Z.
3.6.
Boom!
Well, that was still impressive that she didn't pass.
But I think Al said W, X, or Z.
Is it Y?
Oh, he did? Okay, I'm just making
sure. I just dropped my cell phone.
Well, you said it forwards.
Oh. Yeah.
Does anybody want to try that?
Very
Who can memorize it backwards?
Z, Y, X, W,
Don't, you don't try it now. Say you can do it or not, Kelly.
T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M. Bit killer. L. You have to do it fast. I have to do it in 5 seconds.
Right. That's you're just trying to see if you got it.
I'll do that.
Kelly's taking the ABCs.
Right. I'll be able to do it in 5 seconds.
Do that.
All right.
By Friday.
Okay.
By that. Friday. There you go. Jennifer, challenge accepted by Kelly Raspberry.
Because it's
awesome.
Easier.
All right.
Then jumping up and down on my butt.
Yeah. Kelly's not going to get hurt doing that one.
I'll try to do it in 5 seconds.
Okay.
She did it in 5 flat. I'll try to do it in 5 flat.
Maybe even 6 because she's a professional.
I'm going to be honest.
No, you said 5.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking up here at our board that has all of the callers that are waiting and all of the things that they can do, and there's nothing up there I can do.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the point, Al.
No, but some of it has like flexibility related, yeah. And that can't
not
change.
A thing, not line 1, not line 2, not line 3, not line 10.
Heather, what's your talent?
I can lay on my stomach on the ground
and I can
touch
do that.
The bottom of my feet to the top of my head.
Oh yeah, nobody here can do that.
Yeah, it's very yoga.
I'm going to go ahead and answer for everybody.
No, well, that's the thing, because I would never...
You know, Jenna might be able to at the end of a week. You should work out more than the rest of us. No.
Yeah, you have that guy that gives you the positions.
I can work out. Flexibility is not my forte. I'm not flexible. There's no way I could do that.
All right, Heather.
I'm sticking with the pogo stick soccer ball thing unless something else comes along.
You're one of a kind,
right,
Heather. Thank you for your help.
I can lay flat on my stomach.
Al. Okay, maybe this one for you, Al.
That's it. I can.
Maybe you can jump up and down on your stomach.
Hold on. Megan may have the answer for Big Al Mack. We're doing I Can Do That based on the TV show I Can Do That.
All right.
We're the worst.
Yeah, we
like,
are.
No.
Can't do nothing. Can't do nothing.
Megan.
Yeah, that's why they didn't call us for the show.
What's your talent, Megan?
I can hula hoop dance.
Hula hoop dance. Now, I can maybe hula hoop.
You know, I used to be able to hula hoop, and I tried it as an adult. I can't keep the hoop up.
But
it takes a lot of pelvic thrust.
What kind of
dancing? I don't
dancing?
Get enough of that.
What kind of dancing?
I mean, you really don't even have to dance. And whenever I do it, I don't even actually hula hoop. So it's doing different tricks with it.
You could probably do the side-to-side dance. You do, Al.
We're going to see a video of that.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of dance are you talking about, Heather?
It's not really exactly a dance. You basically do different moves.
Okay.
So, like, I can spin the hula hoop and make it look like it's not even moving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holding it.
Knuckle hula hoop.
Make it look like it's, wow.
Al, do you want to try it?
Oh, and put your arms in and that kind of thing. Like, put your arms in and out.
Challenge accepted by Big Al?
Are you sure, Al? Because we have some other Facebook submissions.
I can maybe do that. I can hula hoop a little.
Okay. Al Sonic,
maybe
10 seconds.
That.
Okay.
Better than me.
For time purposes, Al's going to do that.
I can hula hoop longer than Al.
Thank you, Megan. All right, Al's hula hooping. I'm jumping on my butt. Kelly's doing ABCs backwards.
Yeah. Ooh.
Jenna, it's between... doing the pogo stick, catching the soccer ball, or may I offer you this one from Melinda King? Walk a slack line.
What does that mean, tightrope?
That's like tightrope, but not where you die.
Ooh.
It's like tightrope, but not where you die.
Yeah. Because you're not that high off the ground.
So we just like...
Only problem with that is where do I practice that to get better at it?
Yeah.
I don't know where there's a tightrope. Is there a circus around?
You could go get the slack rope. Just go to Home Depot.
What? And put it in my condo, in my apartment?
Yeah. Which one do you want, Jenna?
Your condo to the condo across the street.
I want the pogo stick and the soccer ball.
Jenna's pogo sticking.
All right. You're a brave girl.
All right.
Did we talk with our insurance people about these things?
No.
Yeah, I need to check into the ABC policy. Yeah.
All right.
I got Obamacare.
I guess we're all doing ours on Friday then. Al's hula hooping. Yeah. Kelly's backwards ABC in 5 seconds.
I could do that.
Butt hopping on me.
But,
and Jenna's doing a pogo hopping.
As she catches a soccer ball.
As she catches a soccer ball. That.
But you know what? Yeah, I want Valerie to send a video of her 8-year-old son doing it so I can try and simulate it. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's that time. We are giving away a trip to one of our most favorite places in Mexico, the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya with Trip a Day. Okay, here are the three names. I hope you're ready. It's time. Mike Smith, Angel Halleck, Carly Loungeway. Carly Loungeway, Angel Halleck, Mike Smith. If that's your name, you need to call. Be the first caller. Calls back within 10 minutes and you'll play on the clock for Hard Rock. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And just FYI, if you're not signed up yet, we can't call your name. So go to KidNation.com and we could be calling your name tomorrow at this time.
Boom. Well done, Al.
Thank you.
Good names right there.
Mucho scratch. Yeah, I worked hard on those names.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you?
Randomly.
You just pulled them out randomly?
Randomly from KidNation.com.
Oh, I got you, Big Al.
Tender love, love so tender, love me.
little Elvis for you. Elena Davis has made her way in here from the phone screening room.
Hi.
So hopefully somebody can answer the phone calls for a trip a day.
I know, right? Yeah, right.
Now we got somebody. We got backup. We got Black.
Yeah, we got Nick in there. Yeah. Elena, we're celebrating Tinder Tuesday once again.
It's my favorite day.
It is your favorite day. Every Tuesday, you get in here and you tell us what's going on in the dating world.
There's
the
a lot going on.
Are you dating?
No. No, not really. No.
Not right
Why?
Now? Not really.
You're 22 years old. What are you?
20, I'm 24.
24 years old. Why aren't you dating? This is the time you date. Yeah.
I mean, I'm dating. I'm not exclusively dating anyone or I'm chatting it up.
You got a bunch of dudes?
Are you going in person on dates?
I think I may have agreed to something. For soon. And you know what? Well, first of all, I have to say that I did get a pizza last night from a Tinder dude.
Well, what's that called again?
Tell me how this works.
The Tinder games.
Tinder games, yes.
How does this work when you get a pizza?
It's like the Hunger Games, though.
Yeah. You get hungry, you get on Tinder. In my case, it happened a little bit differently. Normally you would hop on Tinder and just be like, hey, so want to send me a pizza? I could maybe give you my address and then, delivery, please. Not interested in seeing you.
Right.
Isn't that not safe, though?
It doesn't seem super safe, no.
Because the guy's going to have your address.
Yeah. So you'll see him before, whether you want to or not.
He's going
to
have your address.
Can't you send it to a different address down the street?
Yeah, you could. There's some ways around it, for sure.
Or a P.O. box.
That might work.
Then you still have
How
to go get
it.
Still have to go get the pizza. Yeah, pizza
exactly. Rolls. And the putting on pants part of that is right. What we all want to avoid, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least speaking for myself. And then last night I was like, I'm hungry. I need to eat. So I was like,
let me find a total stranger to bring me pizza.
I haven't been to the grocery store in my new place yet, so I'm kind of lacking there. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just take myself to dinner by myself. I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm ready. And I had to put pants on for it, so I was starting to doubt myself. And then my friend Kelly over here, she sent me a text message. And she was like, hey, what's your mailing address or something? And I was like, what? I'm getting invited to something. Yeah. Yay. And then about 30 minutes later, there was a knock on my door. And I had pizza.
Wow.
And brownies.
Not from me.
And a Pepsi.
Not from me.
They went with the brownies and the Pepsi, too? That's extra, mm-hmm. Extra $8.
That was good stuff.
So not from a guy.
It was from Tinder Wolf, Bill.
Oh.
He fulfilled my dream of having a Tinder guy send me a pizza.
Awesome.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
Look at Bill.
I know, right?
He's sweet.
He's the sweetest.
He thought, I think you said something about pizza, and he's like, do you know where Elena lives? He's like, why? He's like, I want to send her a pizza. She wants a Tinder guy to send her a pizza. And he said, no, I'm a Tinder guy. I was like, okay.
I did. I know. I was like, I've tried it a few times on Tinder. Nobody fell for it. And I was like, man, I just don't think this is going to happen for me. Just living in defeat.
And it happened.
So, if you're out there, dreams really do come true, guys. Just don't give up.
Oh, my God.
It may not be the way you think it's going to happen, but it was still magical.
That's right.
Does it work for guys? I don't think I've heard of a guy getting a pizza from Tinder from the Tinder games.
But have they tried?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't think they can pull it off.
Every week when we do this segment, I say I'm going to get on Tinder just for the heck of it. And yeah. I'm like, I know y'all give me a hard time because I have a girlfriend. So
that's all right. Like, well, just wait.
Yeah, contract fix it.
So here's the thing. I would like to hear from people to say, guess what I got off Tinder?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the biggest thing I got from being on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Like I got a guy to buy me this or I got a girl to do this. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. I like it.
You got a pizza and a brownie.
And a brownie and a Pepsi. So I feel really good about myself. But who's stepping up? Who's beating my pizza game? I want to know.
We do need to go to our Facebook page and let us know if you've gotten something better than pizza,
mm-hmm.
which is tough.
But what's better than pizza?
Nothing.
Like without going on a date with the person?
That's
the real trick.
That's the kicker.
Mm-hmm. Is you didn't have to do anything for it. Because I know people that have used it for wedding dates, which is crazy to me.
Like, what do you mean?
Never met someone in the city, traveling for a wedding alone with no date, and have used it to ask someone on a date. And then they show up and you're someone's plus one at a wedding.
Which is
funny and awkward, but why not?
Huh. Who wants to go? I went to a wedding alone this weekend. It's not fun. I mean, mine was pretty fun. But for the most part, it's, you're like
maybe
sitting there alone.
In the season where all your virgin is, too, where all your friends are getting married.
Like every week.
Maybe you
Shout out to
Tinder.
Janae. Congratulations. Love you.
What's up, Janae?
Maybe you should try Tinder dating to weddings.
I know.
Yeah. I think your friends might be mad.
Yeah, she was actually trying to hook me up with like one of her husband's friends, I don't think it's gonna work out between us.
Yeah, the singles table at a wedding's an awkward place to be.
Yeah, we did have that lady that we talked about that went to Vegas with Tinder, and then the guy ended up being married. Mm-hmm. That didn't really work out.
It worked out for him.
It worked out for him.
She stayed.
Yeah.
I think I might be getting some golf lessons out of Bumble.
Now, Bumble. What is Bumble again?
Bumble is we chatted about that one last week. It's like the other dating app, and it's kind of geared more for women. They have a little bit more power in it.
Initiate the conversation.
Yeah, you initiate the conversation, and if you don't, the connection expires.
Hmm.
So that one's interesting, but I matched with a pro golfer.
Oh,
yesterday,
Jordan Spieth.
I mean, no.
Okay.
That's illogical.
I wouldn't be here if it was Jordan Spieth.
Tiger.
So I was like, we were chatting. I didn't know you. I don't think it was on his profile. But and what's so funny is I was on your Tinder.
Oh, it was a Jenna
about
Tinder date.
15 minutes later, and I saw him on yours, and I was like, swipe left. I'm gonna keep this one for myself.
You don't need him, Jenna.
Elaine has been working Jenna's Tinder for her, and you haven't gotten Jenna a date yet.
I have. I think we decided on picking five guys, and you would pick your favorite one.
Yeah, sure.
So I have two guys that I'm considering. So once I find three more, I'm gonna pass them on to you, and you can pick your.
Well, it sounds like you have found them. You've just kept them for yourself.
The best.
How many guys have you stolen from Jenna?
Just that one. Just that one.
She already seen him on Bumble.
I had already started talking to him, so I was like, well, I mean, that would be a little weird. Plus, I don't know what the lowest age you'd be okay with. I think he's closer to my age than yours. I have yours aged down to like 22.
You should have had a conversation going with both with the guy.
Have a Jenna
conversation and have a Lena conversation.
If it worked out for her and him, he might feel betrayed.
But then also, why would he keep talking to me?
Elena, you're pretty too.
I was like, I'm gonna be a little selfish.
Don't sit here and be fishing like that. You're wonderful.
I got nervous. I was like, I'm gonna keep him.
You keep him. It's fine.
And he's a pro.
Yeah. I asked him if he was on the web.com or the PGA, and I think he's like was doing like a Canada PGA tour or something like that.
Oh, all Canadians.
So
are nice.
We're gonna be going to Elena's mansion in like 7 months.
I know,
Kelly,
don't date an athlete.
Why?
Come on.
Athletes are cool.
Mm-mm.
You can date an athlete.
You can't date an athlete. Elena,
date an athlete.
Yeah, Kelly dates an athlete.
Lord,
Tinder Wolf plays soccer.
That buys pizza.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm in it for the pizza.
Yep. Yeah. So, Jenna, you're not getting to date the golfer. Elena, maybe.
We'll see what happens. I mean, we matched like 2 days ago, so.
Yeah, go on a golf lesson.
He said he would teach me, so.
You've never golfed?
My parents are obsessed with golf. So my mom has tried. But
I have a feeling
committed
there are two things that stand in the way of you and a good golf swing.
I think I know those two things.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It ain't easy.
Oh, the boobers.
The bigger the boobs, the harder it is to swing the club.
Yeah.
The boobers.
The boobers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't get a reduction. That's just against the law.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's against man law.
It's against the law in this room, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, have you tried the swing, Elena?
I've tried it. It's never been super successful.
I don't think you could stick your arms out far enough to get around them.
Dang.
Yeah, there's some big ones. Now, come on.
Double sports bra.
Boob Viernes coming up on Friday.
And they keep looking at my eyes.
Yeah.
Her boobs.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Carly. She just won a trip to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Go, Carly.
She's going to take a man with her. And Kelly told her to get a manicure.
You just never know.
You never know.
We've been together for a while.
Mm-hmm. So, the man who introduced the world to deep-fried Kool-Aid.
Shout out.
Deep-fried Oreos and the triple-decker crispy cream cheeseburger.
Boy.
Has struck again.
He's been busy.
By the way, that sounds delicious.
Deep-fried Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Double-decker.
Triple-decker. Yeah, not a double. Triple-decker.
Mm. Mm. All right, what's he got now?
His name is Chicken Charlie Bogosian.
That's a great name chicken. For a restaurant. Chicken Charlie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He likes to come up with different kind of fried foods every year for the San Diego County Fair.
Okay.
And he debuted his new one.
What is it?
Deep fried Slim Bar.
I like it a lot.
That's my wife. Yeah,
that sounded like Charlie Brown's at Walmart.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, so
he took a Slim Fast bar. And he covered it in batter. Yeah. And then he deep fried it and poured some powdered sugar on it, and boom.
Why?
So, for the people that want to diet but still get their fried
on,
Jenna.
Bad choice, Jenna.
At the fair,
you're gonna do it. Just do it.
This is the biggest oxymoron ever in carnival food, he says. And he said, look, I used to weigh about 325 pounds. I lost a little. I gained some back. And sometimes I use SlimFast for meal replacements. So I thought, why not bring them both together?
Why not?
Wow. Deep fried SlimFast bar. They have fried beer.
Everything.
I don't understand some of these things. Is it like, oh, I'm not going to have a heart attack soon enough? I want to hurry it up.
Well, yeah, you want
to
keep it on.
It should be on just a special occasion. When you go to the fair once a year.
That's what the fair is.
It's not everyday occasions.
It only adds 500 calories to the 200-calorie bar.
That's a lot.
That's not that bad.
That's a lot.
That's when you go to the fair. I mean, that's what he's going to do with it.
500. That's a meal.
That's what he does. That's what you do at the fair. You go out there and eat all the foods that you would never eat normally. And then you go home with the rest of your coupons that you didn't use.
Right. Yeah. Feeling very bad about yourself.
Because you bought too many, and then you give them to a little kid walking in and say, you have a good day.
Patrick Henderson's a food reviewer. He gave it 3.5 defibrillator. I can't say that word.
Defibrillator.
Out of 5. 3.5 out of 5, mostly because it tastes better than a regular SlimFast.
They should have one of those defibrillators about every 20 feet at the fair.
Al, you've tried to get into the fair.
I tried to get into the fair. The thing is about the State Fair of Texas.
To sell food.
Yeah.
Sell food, right.
Because Al has a restaurant.
Fair, they don't, like, block him at the gate.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to get into sell food.
Right.
Do not let this guy into the fair.
But you have to, you fill out an application, and you have to have a certain number of food items that you're going to sell.
It has to be something unique. They don't have over and over and over again.
Right. You can't go out there and say, I'm going to do chicken wings because, you know, everybody does chicken wings. So
unless you find a twist on the wings.
Sure.
You have to.
Sure. So that's what we did last year. I didn't even try this year because it's so hard for, and the fair charges you a lot of money to go out there. Well, they should. You know, it's a lot of cash flow. But it makes a lot of money, you know, if you can get in there and you can do your food item and make it work. But for a new guy going in, I don't know. I might try it again, but I didn't try this year.
Fried peanut butter.
I think that's out there, too.
Oh, it is?
I think that's out there, a problem.
Every time you come up with something, it's already taken.
Yeah. That would be good. I know, but think about deep fried butter. That was my favorite thing I've tried.
Yeah.
And that seems gross and simple, and it was delicious.
Did the donut that they brought us on Donut Day, were those fried? No, that was he grilled them.
Yeah, they're just donuts. Butter.
Yeah, grilled cheese donuts.
A deep fried donut.
Deep fried donut.
I think, isn't that like a cronut?
It may be out there.
I felt so guilty, I almost cried at home.
Wow. After eating that?
Because I ate two of them.
But you loved. Oh, you ate two?
I ate two of them.
Did one of them have a chicken breast or something?
No, I didn't.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.